Blog Talk Radio.
Apocalypse Nena Show. Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Apocalypse Nena Show. I am your host, Apocalypse Nena. And wait, I gotta make room because we have like the ultimate feast in Smorgasbord tonight. And I have a mystery food that I'm waiting for the unit in the closet to come up and bring because it's gonna be good. You guys have no idea what it is. I found it at the store today. Mm-hmm. Rob.
Yes, dear. Hi.
What'd I say?
Hi, listeners. Good evening, everybody. We have a feast before us, and I have a surprise food that you guys are going to eat. And Veronica in the closet, and I'm waiting for her to bring it up.
Okay.
How was that? Pretty good?
Okay, now be Apocalypse, then introduce everybody.
Well, I am Rob, and Collector Kate, say hello.
Hello.
And we have a new guest this evening, who is a fellow writer and a friend, and we thought we'd invite her into the studio. Welcome, Jamie, to the show.
Hello, everybody. Pleasure to be in the asylum.
She has no idea what she's up.
You know, we're going to throw you under the bus. That's what we do.
I think she's, I think she's ready for it.
Did they warn you like that? Like, if you're a cat, we'll throw you against the wall and see if you claw and
stay. Or run you over in front of the house.
Or, yeah, we're good at that, really.
Wait, was that before or after the show that the cat
That was before the show. We barely could have a show because I was laughing. Your daughter's crying.
Oh, my God.
All this drama is unfolding.
In case you don't know, let me go ahead and tell everybody. My daughter picked up a feral cat.
Meow!
The worst cat ever. It was a stray cat from outside, and it would just lift its leg and piss in his house. Wouldn't even use the litter box.
Sweetie, that was me.
So, the cat was just horrible. I hated this cat, and I kept telling her, get it out. It became a flea bag, remember?
I remember.
I'm like, it's not even a real cat. It's an outdoor cat. Its tail turned fierce. You know, like, you see these outdoor cats whose tails just go bizarre, right? So, we put the cat out. And Veronica, right here, howling at that. She's getting raved out there. She's getting raved. She would, like, cry that the cat was getting raved. I'm like, that cat can handle it. Well, one day, I was meeting Rob down at the Starbucks and driving him up. And as we were pulling into my driveway up front, on the side, right there, on the side of the road, was the cat kind of laying there. And I believe he was dead. We still have not determined whether he was dead, but I hit it. And like,
meow.
It took a minute. We pulled him there. I'm like, oh my God, Rob, I think I hit the cat. I think he's dead, though. And Rob just, in all his emotional, empathetic glory, just started laughing. And he's like, and that was at the time, he who shall not be named, Dom, honored the show's back. It's not funny, Rob. That's an animal. She just killed a cat. I'm not sure I killed a cat, Dom. I think it was dead on the side of the road. So we got to compose ourselves, stop laughing. We go in to tell Veronica. Hey, Veronica.
Oh, my God. Big mistake. Big mistake.
What we should have done was just got a shovel and threw it in the bag. Okay, but we did. So
I told you, we stick together, we dispose of bodies. I'm your person.
Right. We should have done that. Instead, I was like, look, hey, pulling in, I don't know if Poe is dead or not already, but he certainly is now because I ran him out of the-
I don't know if he was dead before, but he's a splat now.
Even I don't think that was a good way to break
She runs out, comes back in, drops to her knees.
like Platoon.
Oh, my God.
And this
oh
is
my
a God, stray she Platoon. Just picked up, like...
It was like 3 months before.
But
I didn't want it in the house. I kept throwing it out. Every time I saw it in the house, I'd throw it out. Which is why
it came back in.
It would come back in. It would wait and wait. Just like sit there and wait for someone to walk out the door and run in. So I would throw it back out. It was like the Fred Flintstone cat in the beginning of the Fred Flintstone cartoon. You know, like Fred throws the cat out, it comes back in.
Oh, that's right. The cat comes back in. Right.
Or like in Phil in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he throws DJ Jazzy Jeff out the front door.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And then he
comes back. So my
daughter did the cat
him.
Ever run back in and throw you out like Fred Flintstone?
No, that cat would. No. Yeah, do you remember like not long after? It was like I think it was 2 weeks later. Veronica's baby daddy, who I always just he annoys the hell out of me. I know he's probably listening, but he annoys the hell out of me. We're driving down the road, me and Rob again.
Oh my God, I remember that.
And he's on the side of the road. We didn't know it was him.
It was dusk. It was what is that book by Stephanie Meyer? Twilight. It was Twilight.
He's on his phone, not paying attention, I guess. And he crouches down from what we could see. And he lost his balance and falls into the street. I'm
like,
almost hit him.
Jack, we almost hit him. He could have come out in front of us.
Because we swerved. I'm like, oh my God. And he goes, okay, first of all, no one is ever going to believe that one.
Jack, I think that was a homeless man. No, that's my future son-in-law.
He goes, well, no one's ever going to believe that was an accident if you would have hit him. Forget it, Donnie. You were not even going to get away with that.
I was your witness. I would have died in my grave saving you to make them believe
it was
an accident.
It wasn't an accident. All he did was miss.
I missed. Big
yeah,
time.
It sounds like it's very bad to be an organism that you don't like because even if you don't try to kill it, just the forces of the universe conspire to make it happen.
Exactly. Why can't Donald Trump be standing on the side of the road?
Oh, God.
I would also like to announce that when I was at the casino for the 4 a.m. drawing, 4 a.m., there were 6 people in that casino.
Wow.
At 4 a.m., eligible for the drawing. That's why I didn't leave. Because I asked the one worker.
And you lost?
I didn't get it. I said to him, how many people are eligible for the drawing? He came back, well, there's only 6 cards in a slot, so you have a good shot. Good, I'll just stay. I'll spend the money because, the minimum you're going to win is $200 free play. Mm-hmm. 6 people, and I didn't win. And it's always somebody named Mary from Cannonsburg or Roger from Bethel Park. It's always like, hey, congratulations. I want to hear them on the microphone. Because I did win one time. I won the roll the fuzzy dice for free play.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to roll the fuzzy dice for free play. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm playing my machine. Like, you're the winner. I'm like, oh my God. Let me announce that I'm the winner so everyone believes that there actually is a winner here. And they did. They gave me the microphone.
What does it feel like to have the whole casino by yourself?
I love it. That's why I go down there at that time.
Really?
Yeah, but there's like no one's there. But tonight it wouldn't be that way. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
I avoid Thursdays.
Rivers would be even worse.
It's worse, yeah. Rivers, you go at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's busy, no matter what day it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the Meadows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nobody's there after, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's there.
Well,
and I still can't win a draw.
Like, the rivers, especially nowadays, I hear there's a lot of construction going on around it, and it's just...
It's fucking Pittsburgh. There's construction on days that end in
July.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, it's especially hard to get in and out of it now.
I stopped going to the rivers because it's insane. It's impossible to win down there, and even though they got cool machines, they do have a new machine at the Meadows. Did you see Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I did.
Game of Thrones has been very good to me. And every time they put a new machine in the Meadows, especially one that's expensive, if I hit on it the first time I play it, really play it, not just dabble, really sit down and play, I'll hit on it 2 more times, and then I better never play that machine again because it will take every ounce of that money back over time, like the new Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
First time I sat down, I won $300. Second time I sat down, then 2 days later, $300. Third time, another $300. And then it eats it. So Game of Thrones, I have... $275 the first day, $270, $300 the second day. So I'm expecting $400 the next time I get to play that, and then that will be the last time I play.
Oh my God, you're keeping like a graph, aren't you?
It's all about odds. It's gambling, yeah. When the odds aren't in my favor, I play the old machines. Okay, what time is it, Rob?
It is 9:09.
Oh, okay. 6 minutes.
You have 6 minutes to rant.
Let me ask you this: the Game of Thrones game. Does it play clips from the show?
Yes, and I have no idea what I'm watching because I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm surprised they have enough clips that are appropriate to show on that.
Well,
okay,
it's not like Spartacus.
Do you watch Game of Thrones, Kate?
I've seen clips of it.
Because here's the thing, Kate. It has 3 different reels.
Mm-hmm.
For 50 cents, you get 2 of them. Okay, for $1 a hand, you get all 3. All right. The machine really does hit on a dollar. It doesn't hit higher than a dollar, and it doesn't hit on 50 cents. It just hits on a dollar. And then they have these extra bonuses. One is these shields that appear. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why. Because you never win. I've not won anything with these shields that are wild. Because they appear over here. Mm-hmm. You have the wolf game that pops up. And
oh, I hate that game.
No, I'm talking about on the Game of Thrones. Yeah, where it expands these wilds. Never really won anything. Now the dragons pop by. They'll go. She'll go. She'll say the word for dragon. This blonde chick. Okay.
Daenerys.
Yeah. She'll go. Yeah, that dragon or whatever she calls it. And then you're like, and then the dragons fly up and down each line for wilds.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're like, oh please give me another one. And you know they you get like $35, $40, $50 hits in one thing there. So and then like the bonuses they have her bonus. Okay. Okay, which is pick from the treasure chest, which is a good one. And then they have, you have to spin the wheel to see what bonus you want. Mm-hmm. And they have the progressive bonus where you get this thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And you have to pick one of the five seals, and the progressive is behind one of the five seals. And the both times I won was, I won the $200 progressive picking the right seal. And then they have the little guy bonus, Peter Dinkle.
Peter Dinklage. I don't watch the show.
Tyrion,
how the fuck do
Tyrion,
I know this?
I think
shit?
Is his name. His character.
Tyrion Lannister.
Dinkle. Is it Dinklage?
Dinklage.
Okay, the little guy. They have his bonus, which I really like his bonus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one, but I don't like the hot guy's bonus. With the curly brown hair.
Jon Snow.
Is that who that is? I don't like his bonus because it just does not get anything. So if
he knows nothing.
Well, his bonuses know nothing either.
You're saying bonus, right?
So, all right, let's talk about something that's going on the news. It's yeah, not boners, Rob. Come on. Stay at the subject. Caitlin's here. All right, so, not like she's not always here. Hey, Rob.
Yes. Hi.
So, we did improv.
He's going to pretend like he's been paying attention.
He doesn't pay attention. He doesn't pay any freaking attention. I feel like his wife. You didn't pay any attention to me.
Well,
why don't
you
pay
maybe
attention
to
me?
To you.
I talk and I talk and I talk and you don't hear me at all.
What did you say?
Never, ever.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Ah, you suck. Okay. So.
Just to tell a random little story, I think it was the last time the Emmys were on, Peter Dinklage won for, I guess, Best Supporting Actor. And when he got up to the stage, I noticed we didn't get that moment where, you know, he has to reach up and bend the microphone way down. And I just always wondered, how was that set up? I mean, did they lower it for him before they announced? Because I would think that would be a big giveaway to who the winner was. Or did they do that while he was walking to the stage?
That's actually automatic.
Okay.
That's on remote. It raises and lowers. So they probably were.
When it was him, just hit
yeah.
the button.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. News. Reaction.
News. Ready.
One line reaction. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. No more than seven words, Rob. Ready? Reaction.
Got it.
Donald Trump's longtime butler called for President Obama to be killed.
Dear God in heaven, how bogus.
Not surprised.
What? Oh, we're on record. That's why. All right, so show will go off the air, but it will still be recording. So those of you who want to listen in, dial in on your phone so you can listen in. I must have forgot to change the length of the show. That's okay. We can still be on for an hour.
It happened.
Yeah.
It's been 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, repeat this number, right?
Yes.
602.
753.
1764. Call in and use that as a means to listen to the show. And then about 15 minutes from now, you can go ahead to the Blog Talk site and just start listening again. So it takes about, 10, 15 minutes to recycle through. We will still be on the air. Most of our listeners are archive listeners anyhow. They download it on the other day. So for
our live listeners, the nice
our live listeners, the ones that actually called in, make sure you tell them that on the chat.
Whoa. You're hitting the chair with the recording equipment and the coffee, which is infinitely more important.
Okay, there you go. That's right. All right, there we go. So that would be Dan is on. Harold is on, and I believe that is Paula online. So make sure you guys stay online so you can continue to listen to the show as we discuss things. We're just going to let our British friend continue to count down, and then we'll just continue on the show.
Voice.
She does. Your show will commence in 30 seconds. I can't believe I did that. So, okay. So stay on the line. Oh, they just hung up. Someone just hung up. I guess they didn't get it. Okay.
So we're still on.
We're still on. It will not kick you off. They kick somebody else off.
I mean, they
have the number.
Okay,
so
Harold, make sure you stay on the line because at least we have somebody to talk to. We're not, we're just
and Fred.
And Fred. So you guys are staying on. As long as you are there, you should be able to listen with your phones and still hear the show. All right. So I posted on my Facebook wall what I believed was a solution to people leaving their babies in the cars.
Barbecue or mild? No, I'm just kidding.
They leave their babies in the car because they get busy. They break the routine. And the rear-facing car seat law has caused it to go up. So my suggestion was take off your left shoe, put it on the floor of the back seat, get in the car. You because I forgot my cell phone, I forgot everything else, but when you get out of that car, you're going to remember your left shoe.
That's a great idea.
Apparently people in the UK don't get it because they all have manual transmissions and they have to have both feet to drive.
You know, I can remember, though, you never left your kids in the car. I mean,
my kids, though, were kind of post-seatbelt restriction. Like, when the girls were born, they were car seats until they were two. And then after that nobody really enforced. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and then when you did have them in a car seat, you could have them in the front seat, like Stewie and Family Guy. Mm-hmm. You could put your kid in the front seat in a car seat. Or, you know, you didn't have to have them rear-facing. Now, the car seat has to be rear-facing. So when you're driving, you don't see that car seat in the back seat. We, as Americans, have the strictest car seat laws ever. And I'm curious to see what the ratio of kids being left in cars in the other countries are without these strict car seat laws. Because obviously it's very low in England because they thought I was my people.
What the hell are you talking about?
More like, what the hell are you talking about? But unfortunately, like it's swimming season, hockey season, leave your baby in the car season. This.
Sign up now. Tickets
That's
are
great.
Going fast.
It is, people do that. From May to the end of August, you will hear at least once during the week somebody left their baby in the car. Mm-hmm. They thought they dropped them off at daycare and never did. I would be surprised if I would do that only simply because I carry on a conversation between the child and myself everywhere in the car.
That's probably a good
that's
practice
actually
to
a
keep
good
up
idea.
Too, I think. Yeah.
Like, remember when, before Boo could actually speak, I'd be like, so what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. Let's get McDonald's. I'm not really fond about McDonald's. I don't have any
idea. You did the voices, both voices.
I did both
yourself.
Voices, yes. Yeah. I did. So
I wonder if maybe it's not a case that there's more people being left in the car necessarily, it's just there's more ways for people to know about it now. I kind of wonder if maybe the ratio hasn't necessarily gone up, just that since there's been cars, there's been accidents or what have you. Just now with social media and everything, people know about it more, so it's more like, oh, this lady left her baby outside the Home Depot or outside the grocery store or whatever the hell. Are you buzzing?
No one ever calls him during the day.
Some,
the show.
Yeah,
okay?
I don't know. Nobody ever does this.
It wasn't me.
So, I thought about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bureau of Death and Vital Statistics are the one where I got my statistics from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it does have to do with, you know, car seats. I mean, car seats save lives, but they also cost lives, especially an infant who's not vocal. Like someone that's over three, they usually can get themselves out of a car seat pretty good.
Right.
You know, and they know
yeah.
to climb over the front seat and get the hell out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Except that poor little boy who climbed in the neighbor's car to hide and died because he couldn't get out. But
yeah.
the childproof officer, which I don't understand. I guess nobody explained to him to climb over the front seats. You know?
Yeah.
I always tell Violet because I was always scared that her father was going to lock her in the car.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Boo, we're having a show. Can you please go tell your mother to please bring up the mystery item? Okay. So let's get on to the subject. Tonight's subject is vices in the apocalypse. And Caitlin had come up with the idea of, hey, let's go down the seven sins, discuss what vices go to the seven sins, And then how can we prepare for those in the apocalypse? So before we go on, Caitlin, get ready to check Rob. He's going to recite the seven sins. Go.
Seven deadly sins.
Seven deadly sins.
As told by Rob.
Gluttony.
The one?
Yep.
Lust.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is that called when... wow, I'm really bad at this, putting on pressure.
You got 2 out of 5, so yeah. That's what?
Gluttony and lust.
Yeah.
Both your favorites.
Yeah, gluttony and lust, yeah. Wow.
Pretend we're on.
Have you ever seen the movie Seven?
I did. I actually love that movie, but I can't remember.
Pretend we're on Pyramid, okay?
Pyramid.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm holding my hands here.
Sitting on your hands.
I look good. I want to be good.
Yeah,
I am good.
That's called, when you're into yourself. What is it called? Narcissistic? What's it called?
It's part of that, I guess.
I think it was the last key.
This and prejudice.
Prideful? Is that it?
Give a clue from in the style of $25,000 Pyramid.
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Oh,
what?
Awesome,
really?
Show.
I'm 26, yeah.
I'm 29 and I've seen that show.
Oh, all right, come on, give a clue.
Isn't there one about stealing? Is there one for stealing? What is it called?
There's one that can lead to it.
Yeah.
Okay, how about where you...
Is there one about adultery, too?
That kind of goes with
lust. Is that lust?
Did she cut them up? Okay,
think of an animal. A really slow animal.
Sloth.
That's what it's named.
Sloth, lust. Gluttony, pride.
Pride, yeah.
Okay.
Allie?
What?
Seven deadly sins.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
They teach you this in Catholic school?
No.
No, they don't.
They teach you in the fun parts of Catholic school.
All right, give the rest of them a cake.
Okay. So we got
gluttony,
sloth, and pride. And the
greed.
Other three are greed.
Envy and what?
Wrath.
All right,
anger.
I'm not seeing how vices would go with wrath. But okay, before we continue, while at Shop and Say, pay attention, Rob.
Bam.
I found these pickled eggs.
Ooh.
They aren't normal pickled eggs like the pink pickled eggs or hot pickled eggs. They are mustard pickled eggs. So you must try one. Everybody tries one. And as you try it...
Oh, I don't get out of this because I'm...
You do.
I'm new. Okay.
Yes. And as you try it, you will describe what it tastes like. Rob first.
Yeah, I'm willing to try
so
it. Do you understand?
It's white on the inside with the little yolk in it, but the outside is yellow. It's like a cutaway of the earth's crust.
Those are really good.
They're really good.
Holy crap.
I'm usually an egg person, but I don't
know. They're really hard, though. Why are they hard?
Because they're pickled.
Yeah, they actually are pretty good.
Pretty good.
If you like pickled eggs, you like them.
There's a sour taste to them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real biting on the tongue. Whew.
A little bit of hot sauce would make this awesome.
See, now look at this. We all tried a brand new mustard pickled egg experience. Mm. They are yellow for anyone that's looking.
It's really good. Mm. That actually looked
that's
terrible
really
on the plate. You're thinking, what the hell is that? But I like them.
Well, to Jackie, to address the comment that you made about wrath, I think the reason why that's a vice in the apocalypse, it's, you know, a desire to act out your aggressions. In beginnings, like how many times has Frank gotten himself in trouble because he wanted to get revenge on somebody for
something?
Dean,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea, Kate. Okay.
In the story, the idea floating around in my head, one of Wrath on her circle now is what I'm tentatively calling the Crucible of Carnage. Yes, that's a WoW reference. And all, like, the demons there go to basically just provide her with wrathful energy, beating the shit out of each other. Mm. And there are how many post-apocalypses that have, like, an arena or people embedded with like metal and paint, Mad Max style, that are just going out and raiding things. Like in the game Fallout 4, there's a group called Raiders that are modeled after that. And they pillage, they try to hunt you down, they try to kill you, they try to loot you. And there's a lot of instances where people would be pissed in a post-apocalypse scenario.
See, I would look at... Hey, Boo, honey, you better turn it down on air. Hey, Boo, come over here. We're talking about sin. Come over and tell us one sin. Do you know any sin? No, okay.
He will later.
I think all of my vices fall under gluttony.
I can vouch for that.
Mine's last.
No, that's not. Would you really have? Well, what are your vices?
What are my vices?
What are your vices?
Books and.
Is that really a vice, though? Can you call it a vice?
I wouldn't call that a vice. It could be a vice. Yeah, it's a vice.
It may be greed.
Okay. Coffee is a vice.
Sloth. I mean, gluttony.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, books is a good vice to have in the apocalypse because it's something that you can actually prepare for. Okay. Let's go to lust. What kind of vices would go under lust?
If you're making ends meet as a prostitute.
But is that a vice? A vice to me is something that you definitely need. Like, the definition of vice is, let me read. I got it off. Oh, there it goes again. I put that out that way. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I guess it's just something that you have a desire for.
A vice is defined as a practice, behavior, or habit generally considered immoral, sinful, criminal, rude, taboo, depraved, or degrading in the society. In minor uses, a vice is a fault or negative character trait. So in our society, we know a vice as a fault or a negative character trait, which in that case, books is not. Now, if she had to go out and hook, okay, and she had to go out and be a prostitute because she liked it, then that's one thing. Rob's internet porn addiction would be a vice.
Right there, but I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
We're all
there are
friends
that
Rob.
That maybe not even get anything sexually out of internet porn, but they're like fascinated. How many times did you and I look at granny porn?
Too many.
All right, yeah.
Too many times. I got a date out of that.
You did. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, anyhow. What are you doing? Okay, give me a kiss. Are you okay? Why are you crying? Yes, please. Thank you. You sure they have a half day? Okay.
I want a half a day.
I want a half day, too.
One of Jackie's daughters just walked through the room. So,
all right. So, lust, okay? That would be internet or your vice is like, well, I had a hard day at work. I'm just going to sit down and watch a few people like go at it. So that's a vice.
Oh, alcohol. Would that be an
That would be gluttony.
Gluttony? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
What brought this up? Let me explain what the product brought up. I was writing a lot. I drank my last shot of bourbon the night before. I got up. I used my last coffee pod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I usually go through two or three in the morning. I only had one. I smoked my last cigarette, and I was like, oh, my God, Rob, I have no vices until I leave this house. Not that I would drink alcohol. I usually don't drink it during the day unless I had a hard day like today, and I sent Rob a text and said, I'm doing a shot. Mm-hmm. Because I can't. This day has been terrible. But... And thank God last week Rob had brought me those vanilla lattes.
Did you use them?
Well, I used the coffee pods portion of them because it's regular coffee.
Yeah,
the
it is.
Yeah. So I was able to use a couple of the pods there.
Yeah, they're actually
drink.
Pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. Okay, so those are my vices. Caitlin, what are your vices?
I would say pride. It's like a concern of, I guess, looking... like an idiot, but I do that weekly on this show. So
you really worry about looking like an idiot?
Sometimes.
Don't insult yourself. Too many people want the job.
It's shyness, you know, I guess is a lot of, you know, what it comes down to.
No, let me just reassure you one thing. Rob is the one that is an idiot on the show. Harold.
So the
Harold. Is Harold still on the line?
Yes.
I'm going to put him on air.
All right.
And then I guess sometimes sloth is a problem because, you know, especially after a busy work day, I really like to just not do things, and
actually,
I have a lot of things to do.
I don't know if they can call in, can they, Jack?
Harold, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi!
They can't call in. They have to call before the show is over.
You sexy.
But they can actually listen to the show. It should be playing now on Blog Talk.
Okay.
They'll just be behind us. All right, so Harold.
Yes?
What are your vices?
My vices?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I would say...
this isn't calculus, Harold.
Greed.
This is a fucking question. Okay.
Well, greed.
Greed. How is greed a vice? Nobody's getting... Okay, let's stop. Everybody stop.
Well, greed
actually,
would be a vice because people want what somebody else wants.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what about blankets in the bunker? What about pillows? What about basic
what about
necessities
food?
And
again,
wanting?
I'm talking about your vices today. Like, mine are gambling, alcohol, cigarettes, food, anything and everything that could be an addiction to me. Like, when I'm nervous, I like to smoke a cigarette. When I'm stressed, I go to the casino. When I do want to write a good section, I strive for that shot of good bourbon. So I have vices. Your vice is
okay. When
you want to write a good scene, Rob, you go on gaymenxxx.com.
Also known as Grindr for
yeah,
those Grindr,
yeah, and bestiality. And you've been known to go on bestiality.
No! Oh, my God.
So, Harold, what is your vice?
Okay, my vice is right now is I'm always looking for knowledge.
So I do
a lot of research. I do a lot of research on stuff.
Posting after knowledge is a thing.
My vice is Harold because he's my love kitten.
You know, Harold will be
thank you, sweetie.
In West Virginia. When are you moving here, Harold?
September?
August, September.
Ooh, I can hardly wait.
So August, September, does that mean that on August 31st, you're going to be pulling
and
arriving?
I'm aiming for August, sometime in August, probably around the middle. But
we're going to have a party for you, Harold.
Well, it depends on, you know, Jim's coming out to help me move, to drive back with me.
How did that come
about?
How did that come about?
What?
That you and Jim were friends. Okay. Did she, like, Facebook message you like, those foreigners do to me? Hello, beautiful. I am American citizen and want to be your friend.
No, we met through Angela White's chat deal.
That's what I was wondering. Okay. All right. Okay. I got it now.
We became friends. And then
friendship.
Another one was Susie. And she mentioned you. That's when I hooked up listening to your show and stuff.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, Angela and I share a lot of the same readers. Okay, so. How would you best tell Rob? And everyone around this table must answer this question.
Including Rob?
Excluding you.
Okay.
Okay, you're just going to listen and pay attention.
Put the phone down and listen.
He has time to prepare for the apocalypse. His vice is gay porn. And he needs this to stay calm. How does one prepare to...
You better buy a lot of magazines or get locked down DVDs or whatever, because he ain't got to have the internet.
Okay, but he's got, but he likes, but it's not the same thing. It's hands free watching on the internet.
Well, DVDs.
Any of all those, Harold? Harold, any?
Well, there's going to be some people that are going to come up with a way to make electricity.
Okay, all right. So eventually he'll be able to play his DVDs. Caitlin. What is one thing that Rob can do to, no pun intended, satisfy his vice for porn? I like doing a disclaimer. I'm just saying, yeah, Rob does not. Rob writes porn. He doesn't watch it. He sends me naked men pictures all the time, but
No, Audrey,
no,
I do.
That's
what
true, I do.
Oh, my God. I was with my mother, and the phone beeps, and then there's this man. There's three men, and my mother's like, what did he send you a picture of? Are they chefs? Are those guys wearing white chefs? Why is he sending you? I'm like, no.
I'll send her, like, today blows, and then I'll give a, show her a picture of one guy blowing somebody.
Okay, so how can you prepare for that?
Well, I would say bring a lot of empty notebooks, Rob. You're a writer. You've got a crazy imagination. Just make it happen
make
the way
own.
You want.
So not only do you have to work to spank it, you have to work to even get it up to spank it now. So that's real nice.
All right, what would you tell him? Because I got my solution for you, Rob.
Honestly, I'm just going to go straight forward and say find a fucking guy.
Well, here's what I say. See, voyeurism is a different type of thing than actually participating. So
that's
my
true.
Thing is stock up on all the food and water and supplies and use that as bartering tools to get two young men to put on their own porn show for you. Bam! Best solution. Harold, who has the best solution? Rob, who's the best solution?
Well, I kind of like yours.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
all right, so now...
That's not
barter
biased.
With food.
Okay, so we're going to go into Harold, and then we're going to go to Jamie. Harold, what is one vice of yours that you are slightly concerned about if the apocalypse happens?
Getting knowledge.
What did he say?
And I've been working on that.
Getting nothing?
What do you mean by that? I don't
understand.
I've been
working on that. Knowledge. A knowledge.
Knowledge. Okay, so.
Having information.
So here we go. Caitlin, your solution to Harold how to prepare for his vice of knowledge. You know, I really don't think that's his vice. I just think he's trying to impress some chick or something. Okay, look at
that. That would be tough because assuming there's no electricity.
No, I have the answer.
Okay. It's her turn to answer, ass.
I would just go to half-price books, stock up, and ration them.
There you go. That's a good one. Rob?
What did she say? I didn't hear.
That's okay. See if you say the same thing.
All right. well, I think he's going to have to go to an antique store before the apocalypse and buy an Encyclopedia Britannica and keep it in his bunker.
That's a very good idea.
All 28 volumes.
Jimmy?
Are we talking pre or post, like preparing or after
preparing
it happens?
Preparing for when it happens, yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I'm a firm believer in that experience is sometimes the best and only teacher. So I'd say put himself in that situation, a simulation, like having to live out in the woods, having to skin an animal, catch your own food, grow your own garden. Basically, do a trial run before the main show.
There you go. That is your
I've done
advice.
All that.
Okay.
I've done all
Harold.
That.
Harold. Harold.
Yes.
Harold.
Yes.
Jamie
yes.
is a guest on our show. You don't count. Be nice. Thank you, Jamie, for your
okay.
wonderful advice. Shh, Harold, I can't wait till you're near us so we could actually physically abuse you as well as mentally abuse you and verbally abuse you.
It's going to be fun.
Okay, so, Jamie, do you have advice that you are fearful of not being able to fulfill if the apocalypse happens?
Well, I've actually been working on my gluttony as... Most people here apparently seem to have that as their sin of choice. The one I'd be really worried about losing, I think, aside from the lack of paper and computers and stuff to write with, probably would fall under sloth, and that's video games, because I do enjoy playing video games.
That's a good one. The only reason I said it is because I was hoping somebody would have that video game.
Mm-hmm.
So, Harold.
Yeah.
She likes to relax, challenge herself, playing video games. How can Jamie prepare for the apocalypse so she doesn't lose her vice with no electronics?
Well, she's going to have to get a lot of board games.
Not the same thing, Harold.
No.
Okay, good
suggestion. Board games, you can play your games.
Okay,
but that does usually require more than one person, though.
Yeah, you'd like to do that. All right, Caitlin, suggestion.
I would say stock up on batteries. Like, go old school. Game Boys,
Good idea.
I'd be rating some games.
Good idea, Rob. What was the question? Well,
no, I know what the question is. Yeah. I don't think I have an answer, though. I think you guys
You lost. Okay, here's your solution.
Yeah. Okay.
Stock up on food, water, and all the supplies you can, some tweed, okay, and get two participants that will barter for food and be your own game show.
Fuck
yeah!
This is going to be fight to the death. Yeah. You hit. There you go.
Like those rock and fucking robots,
yeah,
just have controllers
have
made
noticed
out of
this. Okay, so like my vice is alcohol. I'm going to learn how to make grain alcohol before this is all said and done with. So I will be not without alcohol. I know how to make wine, but you know,
make mead. It's out of honey. It'll be more readily available, assuming all the bees don't go.
Yeah, they don't die. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like grain alcohol, you can make all that. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot easier than wine, because wine takes
out of potatoes.
Vodka out of potatoes. Learn how to make all this booze is my advice. Caitlin, since you enjoy eating, right? Yours is an easy vice. What are you gonna do with
it? I would say really my biggest vice is being creative. Like I as tired as I get sometimes, I don't like spending my time on things that aren't productive.
How miserable do you get when your productivity time is taken up with inane shit? That's I know.
There's a reason I quit my desk job.
I am the most miserable person on the face of the earth, like, when I don't get my normal creative time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still remember that day, 48 Hour Film Festival, awards last year, when we didn't get the award, but we were invited to the awards.
Oh, my
ceremony.
God, that was so funny.
Oh, yeah. We got invited to the best of. And all the years I've been doing it, you only get invited to the best of as a team if you've won an award. Okay?
And we were told that we had one.
We were told that we had one.
Well, we did win an award, though.
Come on.
We didn't.
No, it's never been an award. The runner-up or something. No, sorry.
Wait, so they invited you to be the runner-up, not the actual...
One or two teams won all the awards. And in order to fill that studio, the theater, they told teams they won. And then just gave them like an honorable mention.
Oh my
goodness. Yeah.
Like a dollar store certificate that they put.
They did. So, and it's never been done that way before, ever, ever, ever. The only time there's ever been an honorable mention was if they're really like, you know, somebody won an honorable mention, but they always won a best of award. You know, it's always been that way. There's never been invited to the best of and not won a best of award. But they didn't have enough teams to fill the theater, so they lied. So, Caitlin. That from the Hollywood Theater all the way to the parking lot about how it was 3 hours of her life that she can't get back. Da, 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 da.
She was very vengeful.
She was very upset. And rightfully so.
And I went home and I pulled an all-nighter.
It was right. It was like, oh, we didn't even need to be here.
300
was,
minutes. You will never get back.
That's right. $30 of my money that I was for nothing.
It was horrible.
It was the fact that we were lied to. You know, we were tricked into it.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. We are still doing 48 hours this year. So, you know.
But now it's got to be just a total mockery of the...
It's
going to be a total mockery of the whole entire
process. Well, like the last 48 hours we did, we had the required character face plant into the required prop after saying the required line all within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did. At first, because one of the things in the 48, you have to get all your elements in there.
Yeah.
And one of the things that show that a team did their film ahead of time was that they put all the required elements in the first 2 minutes of the film. So we did the exact same thing.
We still did it that weekend.
Yeah, we did that weekend, but we threw around. I plan to make something that we don't know what our genre is going to be, but it's going to be a total
giant middle fucking finger to that.
This is going to be like we're never going to win. It doesn't matter what we do. Ant Flow was a brilliant fucking movie.
That
it got accepted.
Oh my
god! We didn't win in any other film festivals, but it got accepted in the film festival. It was a brilliant, funny movie.
It was hilarious.
It should have won something.
Yes, it should have. Oh my god!
I liked it. I sent the link to it.
Did you like it, Harold?
Yeah.
It was the best way.
I thought it was hilarious.
Ina, who played Aunt Flo, she was getting in her car to leave. She goes, I'm glad I don't know what the conversation was, but it ended up being with her going, wait a second. You mean I'm a metaphor for menstruation? I'm like, yes. Oh, I know it wasn't like, yeah, I'm glad to have you, Ina. I've had you play a nun.
Wait, she didn't get this until she was leaving.
77 years old. No, she's in everything I do. A nun, a killer, a drunk. I'm going down the whole list of things that Ina has played. A criminal. I said, but now you can add being a period to, you know, your resume. And she said, I'm sorry, what? I'm like, a period. Do you mean like punctuation? No, like, you know, the blood that comes out of your vajayjay every month when you're young? And she's like, wait a second. I get it. I'm Aunt Flo, not F-L-O, F-L-O-W. I'm menstruation. I'm a metaphor for menstruation. Yeah, think about this. Think about this, Ina. When they say you get like this every time Aunt Flo comes to town. You know, it could be taken as Aunt Flo or as menstruation. And she got it. It took her the whole entire afternoon of filming.
It did. It was
and
hysterical.
I meant to tell you, it was just too much time.
Because she was playing it totally straight the entire time.
Yeah. Because she didn't know.
She played it so well.
She
too.
Just thought she was that annoying aunt. She had no idea she was menstruating.
Had she known, I think it might have ruined the performance a little
bit.
I'm glad she did.
And Chris, who was the doctor, he had no idea what the rest of the movie was going to be. He did not get the rest of the movie. He only got the opening scene.
Oh my!
He didn't know until it came out.
The Shark Week line.
Because he left early.
He left early. So he came and did all his lines, and we edited it together. Mm-hmm. And he had no clue. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the cast had no clue about the film because they didn't get the only ones that got the script with the actual film footage. And the action were the crew.
Right.
The cast got the part with Aunt Flo, and Aunt Flo comes to visit. Chris didn't get that. So nobody knew what was going to be the final outcome of this film. And that's what made it so great. I mean, and then you were getting people like Norm going, I'm not really, it sounds funny. I'm not getting what the point of this movie is. It's not all connecting. Mm-hmm. It will. How are you going to, it will. Because they didn't know that we
and
actually
had. And his delivery was
With a narrator, no one knew. So, all right, so we had an on-air, off-air, semi-live show tonight, and it's time to start wrapping things up. Jamie, want to thank you so much for joining us.
13 minutes. Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't feel like an hour.
It's not an hour.
It's a
lot. 2 minutes yet.
Okay, then let me run a commercial while I look up the Flash fan game.
I love the
Flash
fan
game.
Stay
on the line.
Okay.
Bimbo, dog, fat pig. Real quotes from Donald Trump about women. A person who is very flat-chested is very hard to be a 10. I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that?
She had the height. She had the beauty. She was crazy. But these are minor details.
I like kids. I mean, I won't do anything to take care of them. I'll supply funds, and she'll take care of the kids. You know, it really doesn't matter what they write, as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass.
That must be a pretty picture, you dropping to your knees.
There was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her... wherever.
Women, you have to treat them like s***.
This is how Donald Trump talks about our mothers, our sisters, our daughters.
If you believe America deserves better, vote against Donald Trump. Our Principles PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And we are back. And we are going to play the Flash Fame game.
I love the Flash Fame game.
So here's how it works, because you've never played the Flash Fame game. I give you two celebrities. You must pick one. You can't deny. You can't not pick one. Okay.
Okay.
To survive the apocalypse with. I give you the apocalypse, and this is, you must pick, and you must say why. Okay, you pick them. Ready, Harold?
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to go old school on this one.
Oh, okay.
In their prime, because we're dealing with vices. Don Johnson from Miami Vice. Okay, just go up the picture, because his name is Philip Michael Thomas. Neither one has done anything since. Keep that in mind when making your decision. Harold?
Don Johnson.
I don't know.
He's a cool guy.
Is this from the original or the reboot?
Is there a reboot?
Yes.
Okay, let me pull up the reboot. Okay.
I think there is.
I thought there was.
Or was it Hawaii 5-0?
Hawaii 5-0.
Okay.
That's okay. We'll pull that one up because I like it. Okay. All right, we're going to do that again because these ladies don't know.
Oh, well, I'm picking Don Johnson because I love a man in pastels.
You know what? I would pick neither one simply.
That's not the part of the rules. You have to pick one.
Neither one of them have done anything with their lives, so how good are they going to be in the apocalypse?
They would die. Point made.
I hear you, but I want...
Point made.
Because we're doing the seven deadly sins, so how about this one? Are you ready? Zombie apocalypse. Ready,
okay.
Harold?
Okay.
Kevin Spacey or Brad Pitt?
Okay.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't like Brad Pitt.
Okay, that makes sense. Caitlin.
I don't like the pretty boy.
I would say Kevin Spacey just because I kind of know Brad Pitt's history with lust, and I don't think I want to be alone with him.
And you're saying this like it's a bad thing.
Oh, he's old for her. Come on.
doesn't make a shit difference.
He doesn't bathe, Jamie. He doesn't bathe. They say that he wears that patchouli because he doesn't bathe for months at a time. That's why Angelina's leaving him. His penis grew fungus because he doesn't bathe.
So what? You get truffles.
Rob.
I'm going with Brad Bob truffles.
I'm going to go ahead and say that you're picking Brad Pitt.
Yes, but not for that reason. I think he would be better at, if we were able to form a community enough, I think he would be much better at corralling not only any kids that still were around, but also the women, and get them the fuck out my way.
I do think that he would be great in Brad Pitt. Although I probably wouldn't pick him because he doesn't bathe.
In the apocalypse, what running water, toiletries,
no,
and all this other
shit? Let me tell you something. In The Walking Dead, they're always walking by a creek. Yet them dirty bastards never splash themselves with water. Ever.
You know you can make soap. I mean,
and you
come
know you
on.
Can. And the thing is,
hey, Brad Pitt made soap
every
too.
Every community they run into, they're clean. They're clean. They found a way to get clean, except the main people who won't bathe. Okay? I don't get it. All right. You know, being clean is also an important part of staying healthy as well. Get some of them damn germs. All right, next one. Gwyneth Paltrow. Morgan Freeman. Zombie apocalypse. Harold.
Who are the choices?
Pay the fuck attention. You're the only one listening. Gwyneth Paltrow.
No,
Morgan Freeman. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Or Morgan Freeman.
Paltrow.
This is not fucking rocket surgery.
Paltrow. Why? Well, never mind. That's a given. Caitlin.
I would say Morgan Freeman. He just seems like he had a much rougher upbringing and he's more knowledgeable.
That's true. Rob.
We got kicked off the last radio show for this, but I'll say it again because you know I like those big black men.
I am the producer of this radio show.
Are you going to kick me off?
I'm going to tell my grandson to let him go ahead. And
no. No, that little right winger that he is. Hi, sweetheart. Give me a hug.
He forgives you, Rob. All right, Jamie.
Well, I kind of think... I'm trying to think if I'm thinking of Gwyneth Paltrow or Cameron Diaz. I need a picture.
Gwyneth Paltrow used to be married to Brad Pitt.
Okay, I need a picture. Oh, her. Okay, all right. So she looks even more useless than I imagined.
So I'm probably
going to go with Morgan Freeman, only because he has that commanding voice. And again, if you're in a settlement, he says something and everyone fucking listens, so he would be able to keep so much order. So, yeah, I'd go with him.
I'm going to go with Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a zombie apocalypse. I need fucking bait if I need to make it.
That's true. That's true.
I love that idea.
All right. Let me find two more.
Okay.
No one that we know from that movie. Hold on. Okay. Let's go with the Avengers. Who would you want to have in the zombie apocalypse out of these four Avengers? Iron Man. Captain America. Hulk. Hawkeye, who is the arrow guy. Captain America.
I thought you were going to pick obscure ones. You're picking all the known ones. Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to go with the obscure ones because people haven't seen Captain America.
Wait,
Civil War.
There's more Avengers than the
Oh, my
four?
God. There's... Oh,
In the comic history, there's like 30.
There's like 30.
Really?
There's a lot of them, yeah. And
Spider-Man was one.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Wolverine was one. Captain Canada, which was his name.
Yeah, you have to go. You have to look in the comic books and read the comic books. Now, did you see Civil War?
No, but I know the story.
Did you read the story? Like,
yes.
You remember when spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, when Captain America dies in the comic books,
yes,
and he drops, and this dropping of the shield is
extremely
important.
Yes.
That dropping of the shield is in the movie, but
really,
he doesn't die. When I knew that the shield.
So Zack Snyder will fuck over the entire Batman versus Superman arc,
but there is. I think the only reason that he didn't die is because I think he's going to die in the next one.
Probably.
I do, but he did.
They
drop
can't
the
kill
shield
off their meal ticket. What the fuck?
I love. Okay, so Captain America, Iron Man, Hawkeye, or Hulk? Harold.
Hulk. That way nobody's going to mess with you.
Hulk. You really trust Hulk?
Yeah.
He has anger management problems.
He does. You get mad at him.
Yeah, nobody would come fuck with your settlement.
That's true. You know what? Imagine Hulk smash Harold. Harold make Hulk angry. Bam. Okay, that's your choice, Harold. It was nice knowing you. Caitlin, zombie apocalypse, which one?
Honestly, I gotta say the Hulk also, because here's the thing: if I had to choose two of them, it would either be him or Tony Stark, because you know they're the brainiacs of the group, and Tony Stark, I think, has more emotional problems than the Hulk.
Tony Stark, he
digs his own grave constantly.
Have you seen Civil War yet?
No.
Oh my God, you gotta see it, because I went in hating Tony Stark. I don't like Tony Stark anymore. I thought there was too much Tony Stark in the second Avengers.
I've found that character obnoxious ever since Iron Man 2.
Right, and so imagine, he I think in Avengers 2, he reached his height of being obnoxious, I think, and I hate him. Rob, which Avenger?
Captain America, all the way.
Okay.
Because he is Captain America. If I want to end, Bunker Buddy, it's got to be him. He would protect me.
That's a good choice. Jamie?
Yeah, he has a great show.
In the apocalypse, I was going to say Tony Stark for the intelligence and being able to just finagle stuff out of, like, just whatever's lying around. His ego might get in the way, though. So, honestly, more than technology and water purifications and all that, we're going to need food, and probably Hawkeye's going to be the best bet for that.
That's who I would go with, Hawkeye. He's resourceful, and he could shoot that arrow better than Daryl Dixon in Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, although I love Steve Rogers, Captain America, I adore
Shout
Captain
out to
America.
Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
Love
I love Captain America. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I was Team Cap going into Civil War, so whenever you want to go see it, we'll go see it. Mm-hmm. That new movie theater in West Midland, oh my God.
Is it good? Because I was there when it was Century.
No,
when it was
okay.
Just...
It's not the same
thing. How theater. Much is it a ticket?
It is the exact same price as Carmike.
Oh, really?
Exactly. Except on weekends, it's a dollar more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
But those seats are wider than the seat you're sitting in now. They
wow.
all are electrically reclined. Oh, they all wow. have at least a foot between the seat next to them. You can get trays to carry your food. They have food. They have a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is all kiosk when you walk in, so there's no box. You can buy your tickets ahead of time. You pick your seats ahead of time. So
wow.
no one can sit in your seats. It is.
That sounds amazing.
It is the best place. I will never go see another movie anywhere else but this thing. And bonus, even though I like them, there's no trailers at all.
Really?
No previews.
Wow,
because
I love
they
trailer.
Don't rely on. They usually show one or two, she said, just for people that like them. They don't rely on the revenue from trailers, so they don't need them.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful. Okay,
because
I'm going to have to go patron now.
Mainly kiosk, they don't need the staff. They save on the staff. It is the most. I want to go see The Boss with Melissa McCarthy or that new Sally Field movie.
I saw The Boss.
Yeah,
Doris.
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Doris, yeah.
I don't know if that's still out.
It is. It's up at the theater.
Okay.
But it's the only place to go to a movie ever.
Wow.
It makes the VIP seating at some of those theaters, the VIP seating at Lowe's look like the cheesy seats.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. Really?
And they have Jack. But I didn't drink because I had the baby.
Oh.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Harold, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You suck always, though. And Jamie, thank you so much for stopping by.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Caitlin?
Thanks for having me again.
Rob?
Adios, amigos.
Next week, Rob will be doing the entire show in Spanish.
Sí,
he will answer. He will. He is going to say the entire show in Spanish. So we look.
But the only
to
phrases he knows are "Me love you a long time."
Oh,
and sucky, sucky,
he
so
actually speaks fluent.
Wow.
One of those Latin American languages. When you go to Ecuador, he speaks it fluently. So he's really good. So he's going to be speaking that language next week. Every answer, we're going to test him. He's going to have to answer it. And you know, when we have that translator, I'll be like, yeah. And you're like, Rob, what is your favorite part of surviving the zombie apocalypse? And then it'll be some random answer like Chinese men and toilet paper go well together.
Pantalona.
All right, I'm having the Apocalypse Center show. Caitlin, Rob, special guests, Harold and Jamie. I want to thank everyone for being here. Have a safe and happy good night.
Don't be a stolen biblioteca, Rob.